In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. A Glenwood Springs resident says she saw the Grizzly Creek fire grow within minutes on Monday. Lindsay Bobiak was tubing with friends on the Colorado River when she drifted past where the fire started.
We thought it was just going to be like a small side of the road fire that would get taken care of quickly. By the time we had like passed by the fire, it was already growing really rapidly to the point like we could feel the fire on the river.
The fire is burning in Glenwood Canyon and has now reached 1,800 acres. Residents of No Name and Lookout Mountain have been evacuated. Interstate 70 remains closed through the canyon with no estimate for reopening. Colorado is now accepting applications for the state's new redistricting commissions. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the new system for drawing Colorado's congressional and state legislative districts 2 years ago. Each commission will have a dozen members, split equally between unaffiliated voters and members of the major political parties. People will have until early November to get their applications in. If chosen, they'll preside over public meetings around the state and then craft the maps based on the latest data from the U.S. Census. The next redistricting process is expected to have particularly high stakes because Colorado's population has grown enough that the state is likely to gain an eighth U.S. House seat. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Tonight is the peak of the annual Perseids meteor shower, which lights up the sky every August. You're listening to CPR News.